LIF News Time 7:50. We have so much fun with our new electronic
devices. Technology. You're having fun with Alexa.
I'm always talking to Alexa. I'm frustrated though with all the information she doesn't know. It's amazing. But
she's not as smart as we think she is.
She's not as smart as asking Google or Siri certain questions. Mm. She'll tell you, I don't know that.
But you can listen to us on her.
Yes, right.
You have to enable the...
That's right. But you only have to do that one time.
You enable the KLIF.
You say, Alexa, enable the 570 KLIF skill. You have to say 570 KLIF. And then once that's done, then you can say, Alexa, play 570 KLIF. And then you don't have to enable the skill anymore. You just have to do that one time. Yeah.
And I'm having fun with my new Ring app. You know, the Ring doorbell thing?
The phone, the camera.
I can see my front door.
Yeah.
So my husband went out to walk the dog this morning.
We watch him every morning.
We watch him every morning now, and he smiles and waves at the camera. But the dog doesn't smile and wave.
Oh,
we need
stop.
To train her.
Your husband is very, very comfortable on camera.
Yes.
And he's very good, too, because
he
doesn't get the fluttering eyebrows and, you know, all the
gesturing
and stuff that people
There's
do.
Another app out there.
This is the dumbest thing.
It reminded me
of this. You ever see it? Years and years ago, when the internet first started up in earnest, where you were able to first see pictures and graphics and stuff. You know, it would take an hour and a half to load a picture because of the dial-up modem and stuff. But back in those days, I remember running across a website that somebody had put up, and I knew it was a joke, but it was a good joke. And all it is a blank screen, a blank white screen that says, "You have now reached the end of the internet. Turn off your computer
and
go outside," or something like that. And this kind of reminds me of that. We've gotten to a point now. We've completely run out of ideas for apps.
Well, apparently we need to. When your phone is ready to die, apparently we need to contact other people so they can die with each other. But if you only have 4% left on your battery, why do you want to use an app? You'd think you'd want to conserve that power.
Well, that's because you're thinking and being practical. The chat app. It's a chat app. Die With Me. It's available for both iPhones and Androids. Can only be used when your phone's battery is less than 5%. I've never let mine get down that low.
Oh, mine dies all the time.
I'm afraid that if it dies, I won't be able to charge it
up. I think I need to go get a new battery.
Once your phone recognizes that it's below that mark, you'll have access to a chat room consisting of others suffering from the same issue.
But I don't want to use up my juice to talk with other people.
Dying.
My phone is dying.
Yeah,
and what
so
can
is
they?
Mine.
They can't help me.
So is mine. How much have you got? I'm down to 3%. I'm down to 2%.
This guy who did it says, entering this chat room felt extremely reminiscent of my preteen self sitting in front of my computer back when my parents would warn me not to talk to strangers on the internet.
I wonder if people hook up with this thing.
Probably.
I can't even believe the length of the article on this.
And whoever came up with this app is probably making a fortune off this because it's probably purchases you can make in there.
I don't know. I'm thinking
I would just want something that would be able to contact my loved ones if I needed them in an emergency because my phone had died.
Now I have the app. I think it's called Life 360. There are a lot of different ones. The one because my wife is out of town. She's in St. Louis.
Yeah, but if your phone dies, it can't track you anymore.
No. Yeah, I'm off the dead phone topic here.
Right.
Switching to this.
My
different
husband
app.
Just came back in the house, by the way, if you're curious.
I heard the noise. We can't shake people loose anymore. You can't get rid of people. Everybody knows where you are.
You can track everybody all the time.
She knows exactly where I am at all times, and I know where she is in St. Louis. The reason we do this, though, is because if she should, you know,
disappear off the planet, God forbid,
then I can tell police
her last known location.
I can give her last known locations, that kind of thing. So that kind of stuff.
I track my kids.
But I've actually gotten on when she was renting a car on her last business trip, I was following along and going, you missed your turnoff.
Not that you could tell her that.
Huh?
Did you text her that?
We were actually on the phone.
Oh.
And I was on a split screen following her progress on her map because she doesn't have a good sense of direction and stuff. And I said, okay, now you want to make the next exit. But stay in the left lane. I couldn't believe it. She's in Nashville, and I'm giving her directions. It's just a weird world we live in.